back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Going right to the lines. Nick of Lake Mills, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Nick of Lake Mills?
Yeah, they're talking about doing another rally at the Capitol, and I'm kind of looking forward to it. I'm thinking about getting some popcorn because I think we need to let this play out, and these people need to get arrested if they step out of line, if it's possible, charged with felonies so they can't vote. So I'm just tired of, like, always going upstream with these people, and I'm like, let them have their thing, and we'll be ready for them, and we'll monitor social media, we'll see who all the players are, and if they get out of line, charge them with a felony. I'll see you at the polls. That's one less guy, that one less idiot that takes away my vote, because I'm a progressive, and I'm just tired with these people. They can take an empty Walmart, and they can fill them up with these people and put them in cages. The same people that don't want to get vaccinated, instead of going to the hospital and you're not vaccinated, send them to Camp COVID. Set up a Walmart with some beds and some respirators and say, too bad, too sad. You know, we're going to do what we can for you, but you're not going to infect staff members. You're not going to infect vulnerable patients. It's time to, like, just let these people play themselves out, and it's just less people at the polls that I got to take away my vote. That's all I got to say.
You know, Nick, not only is that very good, you should consider running for the assembly. I'm not kidding. We need some passion. We need some passion in the party. And you hit it right on the head. Right on the head. Now, the one thing I will say is,
I'm going to be fighting these people for 20 years. Matt, I'll be fighting these people for 20 years in election. And it's not going to be COVID. It'll be COVID-24, COVID-25. It'll always be something. And we're going to fight them tooth and nail for the next two decades. So the less people we can get, they're not eligible to vote through felonies or insurrection. That, to me, that's just a bonus.
Good for you. I'm with you 100% on that one, Nick. And I'm not kidding. Google the Democratic Party of Wisconsin headquarters in Madison. Call them. Find out how you sign up to run for the assembly. Somebody's got to be talking a little more plainly than, frankly, a lot of Democrats are now. And you just did. The one thing I will say, I mean, I got to say this, is that, yeah, they wouldn't vote if they're convicted of felonies. But right now there's 600 of them. And, you know, there's something like 150 million votes in the country. The downside, of course, is cops got beaten up. They committed suicide. Somebody got beaten to death. Somebody got shot. And there are 130 officers that, as of about a month ago, were still out on disability. So, you know, we'd like to shut it down and we don't want pipe bombs, but somebody's got to talk a little plainer than we've been talking. I do. And you just did. So I want to hear more of that. I want to hear a lot more of that. Let me tell you something. What's going on in Georgia? Raphael Warnock, our guy, good guy, senator, is facing a candidate endorsed by Trump named Herschel Walker. And I have very sad feelings about this, because Herschel Walker is probably the greatest running back to come out of Georgia. One of the greatest running backs to come out of all time. But as you know, if you play football at that level and beyond, there can be some cerebral damage. And here's very sad. Trump and his crowd are putting Herschel Walker up, and he's the front runner to run against Raphael Warnock. Now, Raphael Warnock's would normally have a tough re-election campaign. This is Georgia, remember? This is not a presidential-type election year where there's a big turnout, and there are very restrictive voting provisions that have been put in Georgia that the attorney general is suing over, but that hasn't been resolved. So normally, Raphael Warnock, you'd go, well, he may have a tough time, and he may still. He's got to work very, very hard. But Trump endorsed Herschel Walker. Now, there are a couple of reasons why I think Herschel Walker will never be in the U.S. Senate. And I don't say with any pleasure. I was always an admirer of his, a fan, loved his style, greatest running back to come out of Georgia. Now, a third woman has come forward accusing Walker of stalking her. His ex-wife and his ex-girlfriend said he threatened to kill them. And his ex-wife said he threatened to blow her brains out and put a gun to her. He has said that he has been diagnosed with dissociative identity disorder and that he struggled with his mental health. She said that not only did he put a gun to her temple, but he put a razor blade to her throat. Now, I say that with no pleasure. He can't be in the Senate. You cannot have a guy go to the Senate who openly says, well, I've been diagnosed with dissociative identity disorder, and his former wife saying that he put a razor to her throat and a gun to her temple. Another ex-girlfriend saying that he threatened to kill her, and a third woman coming out accusing him of stalking her. And in the police report, it said that he was prowling around and sneaking around, and she was terrified of him. Now, that's all going to come out in ads, and that's not pretty, and it's not right. Trump is supporting him because he's a big name. But if you see him cognitively and talk to him, it's a very sad thing. You know, with football, they now have come out with helmets that have these like little pads on the top all over them that apparently cushion things more. But you take a look at any Packer game and the way those guys in the line hit, and the way an end gets tackled, a receiver, you know, the way a linebacker hits, they're not cognitively going to be there a long time. Herschel Walker is going into the twilight, and it's resulted in some violent conduct, and he can't win. Ironically, we may hold Raphael Warnock's seat in Georgia, not just because he's a great senator, which he is, but because, very sadly, an iconic football player whom we all, Democrat and Republican, admired for his running ability and his performance on the field, apparently cognitively has been hit so bad that he has mental health issues. Republicans are really abusing him by putting him forward. Going to a break. Line's still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.